I've been wanting to do an album of covers for 20 years. Actually, probably before we actually even signed a record deal.
Actually, ever since I've met Joe, which was actually before I joined the band, and he'd been on about going on about doing a rock version of pin-ups. You know, Bowie's pin-ups, which was essentially the same as, yeah, it was David Bowie's version of great hits that were special to him as he was growing up. It would be great to do this, and Joe was on about this for years. Then about 2 years ago, we just finished the last The X Tour, and the head of the record company, Lucian Grange in England, said, well, perhaps you guys should do a cover album.
It just kind of hit me at the end of the last tour. I said, this is a time to do it, you know, this is a real good time to do this. And somebody from the record label also suggested it, coincidentally. So we let him take the credit for coming up with the idea, even though it really was ours. You know.
I think it's interesting for people to see where we came from musically, because really, technically, we're a 70s band. And I think it's interesting for people to hear some of the music that we grew up listening to, you know?
Sweet, and T-Rex, and artists like David Bowie, and bands like Blondie even, from the kind of New Wave era. Thin Lizzy, Free, all these bands, Mott the Hoople, you know, I could go ELO, not so much, but that one song really was, you know, and I've always loved the David Essex track, Rock On, which I thought could be really done as a rock track.
Rock On in particular.
Yeah, Rock On for one, that's exactly it.
Rock On is the one song out of all of them that turned out way beyond what we thought we were, because, you know, we didn't want to do the cheesy violin thing, and we put a little Brian May style guitar thing in there, and at the end it was like, just so it's different, it went full on AC/DC Led Zeppelin type, you know, it's like down. So it was a lot of fun.
It's come out so well that we've been playing it live on this tour.